Hi, this is Bishop Peter Byrne, one of the auxiliary bishops of the Archdiocese of New York. I'm the Episcopal Vicar for Staten Island, you know, one of the five boroughs, one of the 10 counties that make up the Archdiocese. I'm also the co-vicar for pro-life activities and co-vicar for Hispanic affairs. I was asked by Karen to make my own contribution, reflection on the whole Eucharistic revival, which is being sponsored by the American bishops, you know, this year and the next, up until 2024. I know that this initiative, guided in a very excellent way by Bishop Cousins of Crookston, Minnesota, is really a response to the idea, the information that only an estimated 30% of Catholics, those who identify as Catholics, believe that Jesus is really present in the Holy Eucharist. So that's a distressing fact, some, you know, stressing information to find out. But unfortunately, sometimes one that's reflected in the way, you know, Mass attendance, when people who come to Mass infrequently come for a funeral or a wedding, for example, you can tell by their behavior that they have a limited understanding of the presence of Jesus in the Catholic Church. So this really struck a chord with me, and I know really all the bishops and across the Catholic community, priests, clergy, religious and laity, because I think they understand the appropriateness of this and the beauty of Eucharistic devotion, particularly outside of Mass, as a way of getting people to understand what actually happens at Mass, because sometimes people seem to react as if they're watching, you know, a ceremony that's taking part, that's, you know, a series of actions, but not the holy sacrifice, or not the fact that Jesus is really there. Jesus is really there when we're in the church. That's what separates us from all other faiths, is the immediacy and the intimacy of Christ present among us. And one of the things that adoration does outside of Mass is it really stresses that idea, brings it home, illustrates it. Many parishes here on Staten Island, throughout the Archdiocese of New York, conducted Corpus Christi processions in the spring. Also, some other groups have, you know, particularly done Eucharistic processions right in Manhattan. So basically the busiest place in the whole country. And that's a tremendous witness they made, because it, you know, it piques people's curiosity. And for the Catholics who have some familiarity in their faith, it reminds them of the heart of their faith, the Jesus present of the Eucharist. So I think people have already been stirred by what they've seen and heard so far, but it's not by any means over with. All of this is leading up to the final event, the Congress, to be held in Indianapolis in the year 2024. But there'll be local events, diocesan events, regional events throughout the country anticipating that. And, you know, preaching on the Eucharist. There's been certain priests designated to travel the country and preach about the message of the real presence and the importance of devotion to the Eucharist. Because devotion to the Eucharist outside of Mass really, and confession, those are the two things that really get people to appreciate the Mass. I've been fortunate over the years to participate, especially in events with youth that involved Eucharistic adoration. Back in the day, or until recently, we had U2000 New York, which was a 40-hour retreat, preached usually by the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. It is a U2000 USA, and it really has different configurations throughout the country. Out west, it's called Pane Vida, but it's the basic same idea. You know, enthusiastic prayer and praise and prayer and worship, and an exposition of the Blessed Sacrament that goes on for 40 days. I participated in many of those over the years. That kind of devotion among young people has passed over to Fearless Ministries, that was taken over after Youth 2000 New York it's kind of run ended in back in 2017, but Camp Veritas and Felix Ruiz have picked it up. But in any case, you also have other movements conducted, for example, by the Friars of the New World Catholic Underground. We have that taking place in Manhattan and up and also upstate New York. It also takes place, I believe, wherever the Friars are. Sisters of Life as well run a holy hour with confessions. They call it The Source. Right now it's taking place at St. Patrick's Cathedral once a month. So all the, you know, but throughout the Archdiocese and throughout the country, you know, there are, I mean, throughout the country especially, many 24-hour Eucharistic chapels, and the number is increasing. The number of hours for worship outside of Mass is increasing throughout the Archdiocese, throughout the country, because, you know, first of all, there's that need to inculcate and promote the belief in the Holy Eucharist, first of all, and then second of all, devotion, because there's no more, you know, greater reminder of the closeness of God, the closeness of Jesus to us, than to be in His presence in the Blessed Sacrament as it's exposed on the altar. So anytime we enter a Catholic church, Jesus is there in the tabernacle, but there's, you know, immediacy lent to it when the Blessed Sacrament is exposed. So it's really important that everyone take part in this, basically because, like I said, it's the heart of our faith, but also because our country really needs prayer in these times. We are in an era of militant secularism. Well, there certainly is a desire out there to persecute the church. How successful that will be in this country, really that's yet to be seen. But certainly the sentiments of anti-Catholicism are as severe as they've ever been, but probably worse, because back in the 19th century, it was fellow Christians who were hostile to the Catholic Church, and their own belief really stayed their hand as far as how far they were willing to persecute. But people who have no belief in God and no idea that they'll be judged after they die, really there's no check on their behavior. So we live in kind of tricky times, at least, maybe even perilous time. So a prayer for the conversion of hearts and therefore for the fate of our nation are essential. And that's certainly an aspect, really those two aspects at least of the Eucharistic revival: reanimating people's faith and devotion and praying for the conversion. It's really an effort of evangelization by way of the Eucharist that we're taking part in this Eucharistic revival that I urge everyone to participate in. So hopefully this little testimony stirs the hearts of people to take part in the Eucharistic revival. Thanks very much. God bless. One of the things I hope, well, everyone hopes, of course, is that there might be an increase in religious vocations as a result of this, because no one will follow an uncertain trumpet. But and there's been among people an idea that what they really want to know, what they want to commit themselves to, and sometimes there's a whole fear of commitment among young people today. But at the same time. There could be a lack of purpose in many people's lives, especially young people. And to focus on the Eucharist gives people a purpose, points them toward their goal in eternity, which is everyone's goal. So that's hopefully one of the results of this Eucharistic revival, among other things, an increase in priestly and religious vocations. May Almighty God bless everyone who listens to this video and sees it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.